Sleepy Time Slow Airs, today on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 509. Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. My name is Mark Gunn, and today's show is a little bit different. A few weeks back, my daughter's bedtime music stopped working on her Kindle. The music was the first band you heard there, Fiddlin' in the Parlor. That's the cradle song from their album Slow Air. It was a very relaxing, calming album, and she's been listening to it for probably 5-6 years. I found a way to get it onto her Kindle no matter where she goes, but I realized I needed another option. So I thought, why not create a Sleepy Time episode of the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast? This show is also different because it will be posted for all of our patrons of the podcast on Patreon without all the talking that happens in between. We'll just consider that one of the many bonuses of supporting the podcast. Next up is Mithril Duo with Neil Gow's lament for the death of his second wife from Bottom of the Punch Bowl.
Thank you. Thank you.
After Mithril Duo came Anne Roos with King of the Fairies from A Light in the Forest, then Nick Medcalf with Inishir from Skyline of Sky. Thomas Doc Grauser was after that with Carrick Fergus from his album Infernal Harp Racket, and it was so wonderful seeing him at Sherwood Forest Fair a few weeks back. He used to play at Mother's Cafe and Garden in Austin, Texas for over 20 years, and his harp music was like what made that experience. The food was great, but the harp made everything. Sadly, they closed a couple years ago. After Doc Grauser came 3 Mile Stone with Old Inish Owen from 3 Mile Stone. Then came Andy Lamb with Slow Air, An Fjokin from the new Blackthorn Stick, and finally Harpnotic with Wild Geese from their self-titled album. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? You can send a written comment along with a picture of what you're doing while listening. Email a voicemail message to CelticPodcast@gmail.com. Richard Boyce emailed, "What am I doing while listening? Grading. I'm a college professor and I've been plying the red pen madly all week. But grades are soon due and I will be free to play as well as listen to Celtic music. I'm an Irish flute player, Sláinte." Good luck with that grading, Richard, and keep playing. Mark Haynes emailed, "Hi Mark, I'm actually driving home from a day of errands in Gallup, New Mexico, to my home on the Navajo Nation. That's what I'm doing while I'm listening to a show in my car. Actually, my truck. I'm not Navajo, but I've lived on the reservation for 25 years, and I love being there among the people. Have a great day." That's fantastic to hear, Mark. Another nation that we can say the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is played on. And finally, Ken Folk emailed a photo. "Hi, Mark. We're listening to episode number 503 as we drive back from our honeymoon. We tied a knot last Saturday and spent a couple of quiet days relaxing in rural Southwest Virginia. Your podcast is the perfect soundtrack for our return trip through the Appalachian countryside. With gratitude, Ken Folk." Thank you so much for sharing this podcast with your magical experience. I wish you all the blessings of the world. And thanks for continuing to share your music with us. Next up, we have Scooter Muse. This is The Parting from his album, Saddle Abbey.
Thank you.
After Scooter Muse came Mark Davies with Shul Arun from the Celtic Harp. Caddy Finlayson was after that with Blind Mary from Harp and Shamrock. Then Sarah Marie Mullen with The Little Stream from Harper's Bazaar. After that was Condurum and Maz O'Flaherty with Slow Airs from their album Ar an Slí. And finally, Leah Jorgensen with Butterfly from Peace Love Harp. Thank you so much, patrons of the podcast. Because of your kind and generous support, this show comes out every week. Your generosity funds the creation and promotion and production of the show. It allows us to attract new listeners and to help our community grow. As a patron, you get to hear episodes before regular listeners. When we hit a milestone, you get an extra long episode. You can pledge a dollar or more per episode and cap how much you want to spend each and every month on Patreon. A super special thanks to our generous Celtic Legends. These folks pledge $25 or more per month to support this podcast. I thank you so much for your generosity. Thanks to Morgan George, Samir Malik, Carol Burrill, Miranda Nelson Designs, Nancy Barnett, Kevin Long, Linda McNeil, Annie Lorkowski, Travis Sinzaki, and Sean Kelly. You can become a generous patron of the podcast on Patreon at songhinge.com. Next up is Socks in the Frying Pan from their self-titled album, This Is the Last Waltz. After Socks in the Frying Pan came For Arda with Eleanor Plunkett from Carolyn's Receipt for Drinking. Sylvia Woods was after that with The Harper's Vision from The Harp of Brandisweer. Then came Iona Sunset by Brian Thomas from Prairie Rain. And finally, Foxfire Morning by Susan Kidney and Donna Germano from Highland Fling. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you did, please share it with a friend. The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is here to build our diverse Celtic community and help the incredible artists who so generously share their music with you. If you hear music you love, buy the album, shirts, and songbooks. Follow the artists on streaming, see their shows, and drop them an email to let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. And of course, subscribe to the Celtic Music Magazine every week. You'll get a quick and easy way to plug yourself into more great Celtic culture. Plus, you'll get 34 Celtic MP3s for free. We're going to finish up with Robin Hugh Bowen. This is Teilleanor Ar y Traeth from his album Aeth Ined. I'll be back with some more music next week. Sláinte. The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast was edited by Mitchell Peterson with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. The show is produced by Mark Gunn. Subscribe through your favorite podcatcher or through our website, where you can become a patron of the podcast for as little as $1 per episode. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.